Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Eagle. It's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week gone by, and I can't believe it. Hard to tell what they're going to do this week, and I just can't wait to see. It's also the 12th day of April 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 47 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 51 degrees today for Klamath Basin. We didn't get no snow. I ain't complaining. I don't know. I'm predicting the weather. Look out the goddamn window, I guess. Anyways, let's see what we're going to get into here. Florida Governor DeSantis announces cabinet meeting in Israel. Here, we're going to get into it as soon as we return. Well, it just started the damn day to find my girl is gone away. She took the Greyhound and the general store. Such myself, I searched the town. When I finally did set that, I find myself no wiser than before. She said we couldn't do no wrong, no other love could be so strong. She locked up my heart in the bottom drawer. Now she took my heart, she took my keys from in my old blue.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Florida Governor DeSantis announces cabinet meeting in Israel. From Crooks and Liars, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday that he would hold the next meeting of the state Florida cabinet in Jerusalem. At the U.S. Embassy, he fought to move there when he was in Congress. What in the fuck is wrong with this, people? Now, we've talked about the reveal. What is it going to take for people to understand that your country's been taken away from you? These cocksucking kikes over there in the fucking Middle East, they're claiming fucking sovereignty over you. They're claiming sovereignty over you as their goddamn human property and everything you fucking own. How fucking arrogant can they get? How in your fucking face can they get? You know what? Fuck you, Israel! The nationals of this country will see you fucking destroyed, you motherfuckers! Yes, you read that right. The business of Florida will be conducted in a foreign country whose interests may not be entirely aligned with Florida's. It has nothing to do with fucking Florida. It is fucking, this is Israel's real estate is what they're fucking telling you. Day after day after day after day. And the Trumpers just sit there, the Trump thar just sit there going, give him a chance. Trump's going, yeah, we support Israel. Why? What? Well, I ain't going to ask the question why, because Katie will just come on here and answer me again. The Tampa Bay Times reports that the trip to Florida officials is hosted by a group called Enterprise Florida, a public-private partnership. That's your goddamn government? That's your fucking public servants? Public-private? No, that's the fucking United States Corporation. It's revealing itself to you.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
It's the only democracy in the Middle East, just like the United States is a democracy.
Thank you, Katie.
Sure.
It sure is. Imagine that, people. Your legislature, well, why not move the Congress over there to where the true seat of power is? I mean, that little piss hole in the Middle East is looking pretty fucking big now, ain't it? Like a whole goddamn continent, isn't it? And yet people sit there and a lot of people read it. Oh, isn't that nice? Ain't that nice? I mean, a foreign country. A foreign frickin' country. You already got Agenda 21, the Small Arms Treaty. This shit legislated off our shores. Not legislated by the goddamn, what's supposed to be your Congress and your Senate and your executive. And they're fucking, like I said, you know, the time that when we got shut down, you know, by Stattmiller and his buddy over there, trying to fucking get rid of us because, we were telling they got too much goddamn truth. But that there it was there. What were they operating under? Oh, a UN initiative that hadn't even fucking been introduced in the Senate. They can't do it. It's a violation of our goddamn rights. They know they can't do it. Well, just do it anyway. And by the way, this country is not yours anymore. This belongs to the Israelis. It's God's chosen people. All you good Christians out there, you Christian Zionist son of a bitches. You are going to fucking pay the piper. Make no mistake about it. Now, no more of this shit. I want to hear somebody. I want to be in contact with somebody that says they're going to deport these motherfuckers or whatever. No, they're all going in the fucking ground. And they're going in the ground in a hard way, in a hurting way. So those that we don't leave staked out. This is, of course, a pander to Jewish voters in Florida. Since when do the goddamn Jews run this fucking country? Well, for quite a while now it has. You know, in 1935, man, do you think, it just 1935, I mean, they'll talk about, you know, the Holocaust. That happened back in the 30s and 40s. Oh, the Holocaust. Oh, 6 million Jews that didn't even exist. 450,000 Jews in all of Europe. 6 million Jews. They killed them. They just murderized them. They gassed them and they burned their bodies. 6 million Jews. You buy that shit and then, but 1935, you know what? The fucking people, the Christians, you know this Christian Zionism shit, they ain't been here. That ain't been what was in this country when the fucking country was founded or anything like that. This Christian Zionism has popped up since then. Because in 1935, the Christians were blood fucking enemies with the fucking Jews. Period. Why? Why? Because the Sanhedrin was made up of Jews who crucified Jesus for being a Christian. It was plain and simple. Fucking Christians hated Jews. Now, what the hell happened besides international communism and taking over your children's education from the fucking by over your children's education being taken over by the government in the 60s? What happened? And then the church is going all 501c3 in violation of the first. Every church that is 501c3, you son of a bitches have earned a rope. You it ain't like you can't fucking read. You've done on purpose. You are Jewish agents. You are agents of a foreign king, and you will fucking hang by the neck until dead, dead, dead. You will be tried for the sedition and treason you have committed, and you will be hanged. And we ain't even got fucking time for that. We know who you are. We're going to come across this goddamn... I mean, when this fucking thing explodes, I mean, just the outrage that I feel just by reading this. The Florida legislature is going to convene in fucking Jerusalem? Really? This is, of course, to pander to Jewish voters in Florida. It's also a pander to Bibi Netanyahu and his hard right government. What in the fuck? They talk about this Russian interference and, God, this interference in our private politics over in this country. This motherfucker's running the goddamn place. Jared Kushner, who he slept with as a little boy. He's over here with his hand up his father-in-law's ass, working his fucking mouth and just, but whatever Netanyahu's King Netanyahu says, how long are you people going to let that motherfucking bastard run your fucking world, run your fucking life? Oh, say he owns you. But do you hear this fucking outrage anywhere else? Oh no, we'll talk about light bulbs and the weather. We'll talk about goddamn cars or something. This is the fucking patriot movement, really? Because the louder we scream the truth, the harder we're censored, and they know it, and they want to be just ease out because they have never wanted what we want. They have never been a part. They have been a part of that 25% all their fucking careers. They've been the voters. I registered when I was 18. I registered as nonpartisan because I seen it for what it was. I no political parties. I'm an individual, and then through the years, I figured out exactly what had happened to me and who I was and what my rights were and what had happened to my country and what was happening to me. But you pretend fucking motherfuckers out there, you think you're not going to face this. Hey, man, I don't give a shit what you, I don't care if you got fucking tanks. I don't care if you got fucking rocks. I don't give a fuck what you got. We so outnumber you. We will fucking, if we have to, burn this country to the fucking ground before we'll let you motherfuckers take it from us. And you're helping them. Because you're not out there denouncing it. Why wouldn't anybody calling themselves a patriot, everybody I talk to, I explain that 14th Amendment to them. I explain the difference just like I did yesterday between a subject and a fucking a man with his liberty. Why aren't you doing that? Why are you talking about fucking the weather and fucking weather phenomena and just plain bullshit? Oh, let's see, where were we here? And also, it bows to Dominists who support Israel in order to witness its demise to the rapture and begin. And see, and maybe that's what your fucking trip is, huh? Maybe this is the end. They thought it was the end time since fucking 22 days after Jesus left this earth, if he ever was here. Okay? They've been claiming it. Everything goes wrong. Oh, it's the rapture. It's the rapture. So just sit down and let it happen. So just sit down and let them run you fucking over. It's the rapture. God's going to take care of it. Just don't worry about it. I'm so sick of this shit, I could just puke right here where I'm sitting. All over this mic, just puke all over it. Israel, in order to witness its demise, so the rapture can begin. But mostly, it's ridiculous. There's absolutely no reason on earth for what it is. A fucking act of treason is what it is. You do not hold fucking, your legislative legislature nowhere but in the state fucking capitol building. You don't hold fucking goddamn legislative fucking sessions in another fucking country. Oh, but it ain't another country, is it? This is fucking Israel. And we're the goyim. We're their fucking servants. Read the paperwork. It tells you. Taxpayers, regardless of their religion or ethnicity, should be outraged. You think... Do you fucking think U.S. now, let's just keep going because we're talking about America today, okay? We're going to talk about our country, the United States of America, land of the free, home of the brave, mom, pop, apple pie, and Chevrolet. U.S. to announce deal of the century after Israel coalition formed. And see, there's legislating going on, there's shit going on, this is your fucking one world order. And that dirty son of a bitch that you fucking Trump-tards fucking put into office, he was a part of the fucking plan and you played right into it. Because you are too fucking stupid to breathe the same air as me. From the Middle East Monitor, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, the U.S. plans to announce its long-awaited deal of the century. The fuck you talking about? After newly re-elected Israeli Prime Minister King Benjamin Netanyahu has formed a ruling coalition, aides to President Donald Trump said yesterday that they expect him to release details of his peace plan shortly after. What peace plan? You fucking got it to them people you've committed genocide. What, there are four or five of them left? I mean, what are you going to give them a cage like at the fucking zoo so somebody can go see what a Palestine used to look like? A Palestinian? You know, breed them in captivity? Donald Trump said yesterday that they expected him to release details of his peace plan shortly after the Netanyahu gets his coalition partners together, which should happen next week, Reuters has reported. However, the news agency also revealed that despite the fact that the peace plan has been credited to the president, the reality is that Trump has not actually seen the document in full. He don't have to. He just does to do it. I mean, he does what his Jewish fucking masters tell him. He is a Jewish fucking puppet. He has been sent by the Zion Empire here to rule this provenance. Peace plan credited. The reality is Trump has not actually seen the document in full. Only four people have apparently had regular access to and input to the plan. Senior advisor to the president and Trump's son-in-law, Jared the Jew fucking Kushner, running for fucking please, people. Special Representatives for International Negotiations, Jason Greenblatt, oy. U.S. Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, oy. And Kushner's aide, Ava Berkowitz. Oy! See, this isn't your country anymore. This is fucking Israel. Just like Palestine's Israel. Just like Syria's Israel. Just like Lebanon's Israel. Just like Jordan's Israel. Just like Iran's Israel. Just like Turkey's Israel. Just like this fucking world belongs to these son of a bitches. Are you, goddamn, a little pisshole punch of people just because they're that fucking ruthless. That's the ones you take out. I mean, it's like a mad dog. You take that fucker out behind the shed and you put a bullet through its head. For its own good and for your own good. How in the fuck can that be possible, people? Think about it. We so outnumber them and we're armed to the fucking teeth and we're taking this shit. Kushner's special representative in negotiation, Jason Gilbert. The report added that although Trump is briefed regularly on the contents of the so-called peace plan, he is not believed to have read the entire document of dozens of pages. What does it matter? Oh, yeah, that's right. Because it's about our country. It's not our country. We're actually a slave population here to serve the people who own this country, the Israelis, the fucking Jews, those kike son of a bitches. The deal has been a long time in the making, and its final announcement has been delayed repeatedly. In January, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that details would not be revealed until after Israel's election on April 9th, leading to speculation that the Trump administration was sheltering Netanyahu from a potential fallout. What? I'm going to be the president of the United States. Remember, he stood up. Oh, but then again, he was going to get rid of every one of them. Every one of those, everyone who come here, they all had to go. Look at his eye. Look at that serious, that fucking clown. I've not seen him before. The orange hair, that fucking clown. A fucking clown and a bunch of kids are going to take our fucking country from us. Is that how fucking worthless we've become? For his part, Netanyahu had previously expressed concern that the deal could harm his re-election bid and had reportedly reached out to his friends. There's some deal here. Like I said, what the fuck's left? They're talking annexation of the Gaza, Gaza, and they've already, Trump has already declared that the Golan Heights belong to, that's Israel's. And right now they're telling you, Florida, down in Florida, they're telling you that Florida's Israel's. And they're telling you that this country, oh, by the way, the world's fucking Israel's. Understand the rest of you are just fucking soulless animals wandering this fucking planet. And if they, if they want to fucking, it's just like me going out and fucking to a field of, gophers, out here there's some of the ranchers will pay you to sit out there in a goddamn lawn chair. Well, they won't pay you, but they'll buy you free bullets. Like 22 bullets to sit out there and plink fucking, ground squirrels, eating holes in their fucking hay fields and shit. And that's what we've been reduced to, people. This is what they think of us. They don't think we have any fucking balls. Yeah, you must not think we have any balls or you wouldn't dare to fucking print this shit. Netanyahu had previously expressed concern that the deal could harm his re-election bid and had reportedly reached out to his friends in Washington. No, he had fucking sends orders. There ain't no friends about it. It's subordinates. He reached out to his subordinates in fucking Washington to delay its announcement, okay? He gave order to his subordinates in the corporation. Because at the top, there's only one king. Netanyahu has in recent weeks preempted the deal of the century by unilaterally promising to annex the occupied West Bank. And then the Gaza. And then, like I said, we'll have just a cage at a zoo. And you can go to the, Palestinian zoo. And you can go look at those animals called Palestinians. They just kept a few of them, you know, they're almost extinct. So, you know, they've kept them bred so that anybody that wants to go look and see what a Palestinian looked like. They used to be hundreds and thousands of them, millions of them, roaming the lands. And, you know, like the dodo bird, they're down to the last few, or like the condor, they're down to the last few. They got them in cages. So you can go look at the animals known as the Palestinians. And if one of them charges the bars or something, you know, or attacks one of the keepers of the zoo, well, they'll just be put down. And what was widely interpreted as a final bid to secure election victory. But shit, like there was every, I mean, I told you people this, what a joke. What a fucking joke. You think it got, I mean, the word election in this country, the word vote is a fucking retards, a fucking joke. In Israel, it has to be the joke of all jokes upon jokes. And buoyed by President Trump's announcement that the U.S. would recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. And he has every authority to do that as king of the fucking world, right? Yes, well, he can take out his piece of paper and show you his fucking piece of authority. He has no authority nowhere but in within the boundaries of this fucking United States if he were the president, which he is not. This proves it is an international corporation. Who could doubt it? Your goddamn Florida legislature is going to meet in fucking Jerusalem, okay? Netanyahu said, I'm going to extend Israel's sovereignty to the West Bank. I'm just going to do it. And well, that's called invasion, motherfucker. And the whole world's supposed to be, there was agreements. Bang my head against the goddamn table because being for so stupid to keep talking about stupid shit. Like law. Like it ever fucking existed. Like it ever was anything but a fucking con to get people to do things, making them think they were doing it of their own free will. And I don't distinguish between settlement blocks and the isolated settlements. You goddamn right. You're declaring, you just declare it and it's law, right, king? Thing that happens to kings, you go back and check in history what happens to kings and emperors. You live that fucking life, man, and you fucking get that power you crave and you gobble it up and you become a part of it. And then you're looking over your shoulder the whole time you stay looking because somebody's ready to stick a fucking knife in you because they want that power. It is a sickness. It is disgusting. You are disgusting fucking people, every fucking one of you. In an interview at the weekend, Netanyahu doubled down on his promise, saying that if possible, he planned to carry it out with American support. No, quit calling this America. Quit calling this the United States. It is a fucking corporation through the fucking usurpation and through the fucking violation of the fucking law of the people of this land. Period. Quit playing games with this. Come on. Step out and say it. It's like they won't say communists, you know. They won't say communists, and they don't want to say that. B-O-R, the Bill of Rights. And say, you don't have that no more. We took that away. What? What do you mean? What do you mean you took it away? Yeah, it's gone. You're under a corporate monarchy, okay? The monarch is Emperor Netanyahu. That is your Lord and Master. And you shall worship him every day. And you shall show signs of worship. You shall sign allegiance. You shall pledge allegiance to King Netanyahu every day. And your children shall. Or they will be severely punished or killed. With American support. A recent statement by Pompeo has lent credence to the idea that the U.S. should support Netanyahu's entirely illegal annexation. it's a revealing. This isn't fucking news. This has been known for a long time. I mean, what the intent was. This is just the revealing. I mean, and they're telling you. I mean, it's like they tell you, this clearly unconstitutional law was passed and will go into effect in 30 days. Pfft. Clearly unconstitutional. You mean it violates, what was it? No, I can't see that. You can't see that P-O-R. You can't see that word. Because that's the key. That's the fucking key that can fucking destroy us. You can't talk about it. Keep quiet. Anybody tries to squish it out, everything, it's like a fire. You see it pop up, someone, stamp it out. Fast as you can. Because that son of a bitch will destroy you. In a recent statement by Pompeo has lent credence to the idea that the U.S. could support Netanyahu's entirely illegal. It's just like the illegals coming across your borders. They can't do that. That's illegal. Hey, you got that fucking seatbelt on? If you don't got that fucking seatbelt, your signal light on, we might just blow your fucking head off. But this goddamn illegal, what is that fucking word? No, this is unlawful. And we know the goddamn difference, you motherfuckers. You're unlawful. Your fucking presence here is unlawful. Your treachery is unlawful. I mean, just look at this. Just say it to you. It's come to that point. So they're right up in your fucking face and they're saying it to you. Entirely illegal annexation plans. Entirely illegal. See, they want to lose. That's the legalese. That's where they play the games with you. Like there's some kind of law out there, this arbitrary shit that they can think, oh, it's this way or that way or whatever we say it is. The Secretary of State this week declined to declare publicly, U.S. support for the two-state solution, telling a Senate hearing that we are now working with many parties to share what our vision is as to how to solve this problem. Fucking, you ain't doing nothing. You take fucking orders, boy. It's a fucking monarchy. This is play. You're trying to treat us like, don't treat us like fucking fools anymore. Okay, we see that naked king there. The motherfucker ain't got no clothes on, okay? And we're not going to pretend he does, because you stand up there and you say, well, we're the authority. We're the experts. And my God, those are some beautiful clothes that king's wearing. No, that motherfucker's butt ass naked and he stinks. Okay? You're not going to push it no further. However, if the plan is revealed after Netanyahu forms a new coalition, it will prove to be the first test of his new government. Because this is all that counts in this goddamn country, is what Netanyahu's doing and his plans for Zionist conquest of the fucking planet, okay? And you're going to do it. Your children's blood is going to do it. You'll go into that meat grinder and singing the praises to your fucking oppressors. You're that fucking stupid. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Tore it apart.
You promised, darling, to be just mine. But now I know that was one of your lies. You've been untrue right from the start. But how many times have you broken my heart? Night after night, I've cried over you. Hoping and praying someday it'll be true. You took my word.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time. And that was How Many Times Have You Broken My Heart by Norah Jones. And I thought, you know, there's still some beautiful things out there in this world. It's just all covered with fucking Jew horse shit. Jew fucking slime. The world that we had an awesome country, people. It was just watching it just fucking being destroyed. It's nasty. It's ugly. It's evil. It's fucking bad, man. Anyway, that was, what my son tells me, that was a Hank Williams song that was never recorded, and this girl recorded it, and what a beautiful song. Something decent in a day, maybe, huh? Alright, enough of the fucking Israelis, let's go on to some more crazy shit here. Armed gun, government workers. Indignities to an armed government worker. This is from, Eric Peters, Otto's. Sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And this is what it's coming down to. I mean, everything is just fucking disgusting. I mean, how long can you waller in shit before you force yourself to get up and wash? There is a law in the books to cover pretty much everything, but, when there isn't, well, just make one up to suit. It covers all the bases and makes de facto what isn't yet de jure, that the law is whatever those who enforce it claim it is, even when it isn't. And that's the psychotic goddamn truth of it. This Blackwater USA has been told, do whatever you fucking want to those fucking plebes down there, those coolies, those American nationals. You just beat their ass into submission. We don't care how the fuck you do it. And you better obey. An example of one of many readily viewable on YouTube and elsewhere popped up the other day. A student in North Carolina was pulled over by the armed government worker for indignities to an armed government worker. Indignities. Okay, I guess we got that. Is that a felony? I don't know. Indignities. The man said oink oink to an armed government worker as he drove by. This is not illegal. See, they playing this game. Stop that. This is not unlawful. Quit playing the legalese. Quit playing the fucking attorney twisting words bullshit. It is not unlawful. In fact, what is unlawful is to try and stop somebody from saying oink oink to a fucking pig. But the affronted armed government worker made up a law, indignities to armed government workers, and used threats of murderous violence inherent in every stop by an armed government worker. It is important to keep in mind to teach the man a lesson about failing to show proper thought, lawfully required respect and deference to the armed government worker. Hand on her gun, because that's what it is. Dude, they not only want to take the American male, and they don't want to only subjugate you to a fucking bitch. To some bitch that you could fucking wipe up the fucking walls with one hand fucking hand, can come up and fucking like she's Buck Rogers and get in your fucking face. Because it is to put you down to where these fucking Jews want you. Down to the two, like a fucking cow or a fucking horse or a fucking pig that they are. Hand on her gun, government-issued gun, the mirrored sunglasses, and she's a tough son of a bitch, you know. And this has all been, you know, you try to watch some television, you know, you want some entertainment, and you look for this, and every fucking, it's pure propaganda. I'm going to tell you guys a little secret that you might not know. A 98-pound fucking woman cannot fucking snap the neck of a 250-pound fucking muscle man. A guy with fucking that's been fucking built in the gym, okay? But I've seen it happen. It must be real. It is. I mean, this is fucking like this push right now of all these women running for president and everything. You know, it's to show that it's to pull that man down. And tell that man, you will submit. You'll submit, not only submit, you'll submit to the women we put, that the fucking Jewish fucking the Jewish king puts forth. The king's women will fucking put you on your knees, boy. And that always reminds me of the story of when I was helping a buddy of mine, went up, and his sister was going from one college to another up in on Salem, Corvallis, or somewhere. She was going to Oregon State, I think. It was a long time ago, but she was her boyfriend. I think she married the guy later on, but we met him at their apartment. We're helping him move shit out of an apartment, bought a pickup down there. And this guy, all of these guys that live in this apartment complex, they all work out at the same gym. And I mean, there's some big, I mean, we all worked out, but there were some monsters there. I ain't kidding you. Some monster men there. And this is a true story. This happened. Okay, so right when they started this woman cop shit with like these sunglasses, you know, the tinted sunglasses come up like they got a fucking pair. Well, one of them came up to the door of one of these fellas. And you know, when you're pumping iron and stuff, the testosterone, especially when you're young, I mean, it's pumping, man. You could feel like you could walk through a fucking wall. And so, and she comes up and just starts getting fucking tough with this guy. That man took her down, pulled her fucking pants down, took her pistol away from her, and literally shoved it up her fucking ass. He went to prison for it, but he shoved it up her ass. And when the gloves come off and all this superficial fucking lying, fucking phony ass, unreality comes unglued, there's some bitches out there that they're going to be walking around with fucking guns shoved up their fucking asses. Rifles. Clear up their fucking asses. So just keep getting tough, bitches. You think you got what it takes? That is the sickest thing in the fucking world. And this, you know, we reached a point of civilization here in the United States, which was the most civilized country on the planet, to where we we always put our women on a pedestal. That's, you know, if nothing, you know, our, you know, that's my mom, you know, God, nobody, you know, that, or that's my sister, or, you know, they were treated with a decency, you know, there was no, like Middle Ages bullshit where they were sold and none of this shit. But you put them in a pedestal, and what did they do? They kicked you in the fucking face. And they went and they grabbed a hold of government hubby. Government daddy. Government daddy says, I can fucking fuck with you, even though you could beat me into, I mean, hey, fucking man, I'm dominance is what it comes down to. Dominance. You fucking bitches. I mean, I don't mean to put direct this towards any of the fine ladies out there in the trenches, the fine women out there in the trenches, the brave women out there in the trenches. But you fucking bitches out there that are playing along with this communist bullshit, you're going to find out what fucking dominate means. We'll see if you can fucking dominate a 200-pound man with your fucking 98-pound ass and your fucking alligator mouth. Now I can maybe read this. Murderous violence inherent to every AGM be important to keep in mind to teach the man a lesson about failing to show proper. Just need to teach the man a lesson. Fuck you, I'll tell you. I couldn't stop myself. I would fucking just one conk on your fucking head and drive you into the fucking pavement. And then I'd shove that gun up your ass because I'd have nothing to lose at that point in the ballgame. And we just let the party begin. Cunt. Failing to show proper, though not lawful, required respect and indifference to armed government workers. Hand on her gun, issued gun, the mirrored sunglass-wearing enforcer of non-laws, demands the man surrender his papers. The man initially stands his ground, refusing to provide them his license, since, as he very correctly points out, the armed government worker who ought to know the law, armed government worker, see these people here, I mean, when you read this, it's kind of difficult to read articles for me like this, because these people, it's like the fellow, the truck driver, you know, you got the right intent, but you don't have a goddamn clue of what's going on in this country, I'm sorry. You don't have a clue of who you are. You don't have a clue of what your fucking authority is. You don't have a clue that you could actually shove this gun right up this bitch's ass and be in completely lawful act to do in doing so. Armed government workers can't just pull people over and demand their papers unless the armed government worker has a, now he uses the word lawful reason to make the stop. Well, these armed government workers can't even exist. How about this, pal? So there can be no lawful reason. They have no authority. They cannot. These are corporate workers. They work for a union. They work for a Blackwater USA, okay? They have no authority over you other than what that you allow. And you have every right to fucking blow them right out of their fucking boots. Because they are fucking in violation of your fucking lawful rights ratified by the people of this country. Did she have a fucking warrant? Was she a fucking sheriff? An elected sheriff? Sworn in the common law jurisdiction? Then what the fuck? She's just some fucking little girl who thinks she's a fucking man or something, who just couldn't, I mean, I don't get it. I'm going to be 58 years old this year, but man, when I was young, I mean, the girls, they dug being girls. They liked being girls. They all tried to look as nice as they could, you know, and you know, they were cool people. They wanted you to want them. I want you to want me, you know. Da, 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 da. And now you got these fucking bulldogs. When you go in the parking lots and I see the girls walking, and these young girls walking in fucking clothes, I look like you just got through working on a car motor in. And this is the fucking style. They go pay $40 a fucking a pair for jeans. I would fucking throw out the goddamn door. I'd be embarrassed to be seen in them. I mean, this is how they drug you down. And if you could understand, like when you bitch, whoever you are, if you could understand just how ugly and pathetic this makes you look, because it's not real. You're not tough. You're not a guy. You don't have balls. You can't break a 200-pound man's fucking neck because you've seen it on some fucking stupid-ass fucking Jew-promoted, Jew-created propaganda movie. It ain't going to happen. And what they're trying to do has pushed us to the point that we just want to fucking just smash you. You stupid bitch. Indignities to any armed government worker can be found nowhere on the books. The AG, but still this guy here is talking on the books. Fuck your fucking goddamn legal ease, your statutes, everything else. The only law we live under is the fucking Bill of Rights. The common law. It's So, I mean, this is where these people, they think they're, you know, they're telling, I mean, it is a truth in a way, but you do not have a clue. It's like the fellow, like I said, nice enough, seemed like nice enough fellow, the truck driver, but he does not have a goddamn clue. I have the right, constitutional right. Oh, explain that to me, would you? Explain to me how those right things worked and how they came to be and what your authority is and where it comes from. Can you do that? I'll get a lawyer to do that. Yeah. Good luck with that. Have a good time with that. The armed government worker, a law enforcement officer, as they prefer to be styled. See, law enforcement, no such thing exists. No authority. Zero authority over anybody. It's a fucking corporation. You work for a fucking corporation. You have a union that you work for. That's a union badge you're wearing, and you have no goddamn authority over an American national who is the ultimate authority in this country, who is only answerable to the authority of the common law through a filing through a common law court by another individual free sovereign, period. That's the end of the fucking discussion. It's like the end of the discussion about these fucking things. Well, let's have a conversation about it. You know, actually, if the argument here is if you pass laws against guns, well, criminals don't obey laws. See, that's what we're going to come at. No, I'm coming with you. It says you fucking can't do it. It says if you do it, I exercise that Second Amendment right or that second article right. And I fucking put your ass down because you're trying to fucking enslave me, you son of a bitch. Are you just plain bitch in this case? This is a crime and should be treated as such, but always, almost never is. I mean, this person here, you need to stop what you're doing, stop writing, and start learning. Learn something before you write something down, because as much as you think that this shows, I mean, to most, some people, it might seem like, oh, well, that guy's pretty sharp. He's right. People will say he's right. No, you're so fucking wrong because you do not even understand what you're talking about. And it's way less complicated than the legalese. The lawful fucking law is pretty goddamn simple. This, but when you talk in these terms of legalese, man, you've already bought this shit. And you go, it's wrong. Yeah, it's wrong. It's wrong all day long. What, can you tell me why it's wrong? No, well, there's no law in the books that says that she can do that. Oh, really? What books? What books are you talking about? Oh, the legislative books? Well, I'm not a subject. I'm not subject to the fucking legislation of the state nor the federal government. I'm not one of these subject citizens. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. The only thing I'm subject to is the fucking common law. And it takes a single individual who has a fucking beef with me to fucking file in that common law on their own fucking initiative and prosecute me, and I get to defend myself in front of a jury of 12 of my peers, whose obligation it is to, number one, absolutely, to make sure that everybody's rights are enforced. One right versus another, that's what you're weighing, and you're weighing your own rights when you do it. That's what it was supposed to be. For some, ineffable is what it says. Reason, law, well, unfuckable, I don't know. Law enforcement, armed government workers are routinely caught on film making up laws as they hear, and then enforcing them without any legal repercussions. Legal, and you're talking about laws and legal, it's not law. Just learn that simple fucking difference. Difference between legal and lawful. Between law and policy. This is their policies. We were guaranteed common law. We got Rome. I was talking about Rome yesterday, and this is what it looks like. We got Roman civil law. That means private policy. That means me and my buddies here, my collective, my company, my corporation. It's private policy being enforced by private fucking enforcers, because they have no lawful, they are a violation of the law just existing. You're a violation in the law, creating a fucking policy that you think you're going to enforce on a free man. And that's all the fuck this is. And there ain't that many of them. And that's what drives me crazy. We could squash them in a fucking day if everybody could just get it in their head at the same time. It's not goddamn rocket science. It is astonishing. Outrageous. Is it really? See, I love these kind of words because I would sit down and I'd talk, explain astonishing. Explain outrageous. Why is it outrageous? Well, because there's no law in the books and there's been no legislation. You see, you stupid son of a bitch. You're enslaved and you don't even fucking know it. You don't know what your fucking rights are. That's why you can't defend them. You think that if the fucking legislature, well, the legislature handed down this legislation that says it's obviously, you know, you can't take somebody's property without fucking due process of the law, without a conviction, but the legislature wrote it down and it's on the books. So I guess that one they can do. Are you really, that's what I mean. Get past it. Go to the simple goddamn truth, people. It's easy. I mean, you should feel it as a right and a wrong. This person feels the right and wrong of it, but don't just come on and write in a story like this. You know, sure, this was fucking unlawful as hell. That person could be strung up for being a Blackwater agent and fucking committing treason and sedition in the United States. But how? Through what apparatus? Where does the authority come from? Why is it that she cannot do this to you? That's what you should be striving, instead of writing this bullshit here that everybody knows this. We've been fucking living it for a goddamn 100 years. You think everybody doesn't know this? Well, they do. Go and find out why. And then write about that, and then you'll be writing about something real. For some inevitable reason, law enforcing AGWs, that's armed government workers, are routinely caught on film making up laws as they hear, and then enforcing them without any legal repercussions. Because they ain't laws, and there are no legal repercussions. Why? Because you don't even know because you don't know what they are. You don't know who you are. You don't know why they're illegal. You just can't do that because it is, you know, you can't, you show me that in the statutes. No, I'll show you right to you in this fucking Bill of Rights. That simple fucking document, the controlling, the supreme law of this land. It's right there. And it's fucking, it's only goddamn 10 articles. Just 10 articles. But those 10 articles, I will show you why she can't even exist, let alone be fucking with you. But no, the way we get rid of this people, I think we're going to have to go out and vote. We'll vote in somebody who will pass a law that says that there is no law that says there is no law or something like that, that this is legally illegal. Okay? It is astonishing. It is outrageous. Of all the people who ought to know the law, I mean, you don't know the law, you son of a bitch. You might write this stuff there. I'm sure there's some fucking people out there that just become un-Trumpers because it was just fucking, they feel so goddamn stupid. They're walking around with a paper bag over their fucking head. Now they might read this article and get something out of it. But to me, this is just, this is like fucking goddamn it, man. You ain't even got one eye halfway squinted open enough to see a light yet. Stop writing. Get to reading. And they certainly ought to be held at least responsible for breaking the law. Okay? How'd she break the law? Can you explain that to me, you dickhead? No, you can't. This is not merely ignorance of the law. Oh, really? You're ignorant of the law. It is abuse of law. How? How so? I want you to explain that to me, sir. The worst sort because exercised by someone with a gun empowered by the government to use it to summarily enforce whatever law they make up. I mean, what the fuck does that mean? See, you just don't know. You know you don't like it. It's like I was saying yesterday, the guy, the trucker, what a cool guy. But see, everybody's working their asses off. This is what I've been explaining for a long time. You wonder why you ain't seen this goddamn uprising. Everybody is working 6 and 7 days a week, working their asses off at what used to fucking, be good paying jobs. But you're competing with fuckers from around the goddamn planet. These third worlders. And not to mention, they're bringing people in here from people like, from India and the Middle East. And they're giving them scholarships so that they can take your higher paying jobs. And they're pumping them in here by visa so they can take your fucking middle class jobs from you. So you're fighting out there just to stay alive. You're fighting out there to keep a roof over your head and food in your mouth. Doing a job that fucking, in my dad's generation, that would have been upper middle class fucking job. You'd have been fine. You could have bought a house, a car, and had plenty of time off to actually enjoy it. But I mean, this is, remember that every encounter, here, now he's going to give me some fucking advice. I'm waiting for this. Remember that every encounter with AGW, that's armed government workers, is under duress. There is always the implied threat of murderous violence. Well, that's going to hold up in the court. What you need to do is go tell that to a lawyer. And then your lawyer, he could turn that into legal ease, and he could show, tell everyone, this is illegal. And the laugh was like, it is illegal. If he only knew how unlawful this fucking was, it'd be like Bush sitting there saying, if they understood what we were doing, we'd be hanging from the fucking lamp poles. Absolutely correct. Anyway, that's enough, man. That's all I can take, guys. I'm sorry, man, but I'll see you on Monday at 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, like, when if I'd comment on this, I would just say, man, your heart's in the right place, but you don't have a fucking clue of what you're talking about. Have a nice day. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Henry, have a good
one. Thank you, sir. You too.